Blog Talk Radio.
Life, brand new season. Oh my God, brand new everything. That's what I like, newness. Praise the Lord. And I like feeling brand new, and I feel good today. Bless all of you here at PSM. Amen. Prophetic Perspectives. We are just elated to be here again today. Oh, it's cold outside. The weather's frightening. Boy, they tell us that more snow is on the way, but we'll still have God. He has been so good in keeping us. Praise the Lamb of God, covered. I look at all these people down in Atlanta, a whole city under snow, and just very light snow, too, 1 inch. Oh, my goodness, just a couple of inches of snow has paralyzed the whole city. Oh, my goodness gracious, we just pray for those people that they get out and get to safe places and things of that nature on that lockdown, like a gridlock, praise the Lamb of God, by the weather. But, you know, when you're not familiar with snow and ice, you don't know how to handle it in your driving, and that seems to be the biggest problem with them. Praise the Lord. But boy, boy, oh boy, we pray for that city. So many millions of people there, and traffic just moving, barely moving, and the rest is just a parking lot. But we're praying for those people there in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Pray, oh my goodness, praise the Lord. Oh my God, what a mess. All people of God, the Lord is good, the Lord is great, the Lord is kind to us. I love you all today, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have a wonderful show today. We're going to finish, hopefully, talking about Moses today. Such a great, great figure in Scripture, a type of Christ he is. Praise the Lamb of God, and he gives us so much to bring to the table, and we just thank God, hallelujah, we have that. And then, of course, our prophetic flow, waiting on our co-host to show up back to work. Prophet Darrell's been missing in action. I don't know, he's relocating, he's starting a ministry, and we're praying for him, but I'm sure he will appear at any time, praise the Lamb of God, with his prophetic cape on, my goodness gracious, and come and visit us. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's in queue. Who is this? Let me see. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Area code 773. Who could
it
be?
International State Apostle, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. It's the Prophet Darrell. It is him. Oh, man. Is it really you? Oh, the crowd is cheering. Oh, it is Prophet Dale. My goodness. We thank you for coming. Let's just give him an applause for being here. All the people just clapping for you. Look at that. Oh, man. That's just wonderful. Just good to have you here, Prophet Dale. How's things going with you, brother? Is things moving?
Well, it's going on pretty good. You know, we just in the process of looking for us a building. I'm home trying to get things together and get things settled here. And that's about it, Apostle. But all is well. All is well. I know God ain't slacking in his promise in this season. So
I heard that old song. While you were speaking, I heard that old song. I ain't heard it in years and years and years. Where he leads me, I will follow all the way.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that's for you today, to just let
Amen.
God lead. Just let God lead. Don't get in front of God. Let him lead you. Praise the Lamb of God. And he'll let you walk into a wonderful, wonderful situation where you won't believe yourself how gracious the Lord is in giving you a place, praise the Lamb of God, to establish his name. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God, and to make his name great. Oh, my God, yes, he will. He will do it. I believe that's for you. I haven't heard that song. Woo! I ain't thought about it. That song in all of these years, praise the Lamb of God. I know that's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where he leads me, I will follow. All the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, my goodness, goodness, gracious. Well, people, spread the word today. Prophet Darrell's on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. I know our intercessors are chiming in, and others are going to be chiming in today. If you're listening to our voices today, you can be a part of our live studio here, praise the Lamb of God, by dialing the number, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio, praise the Lamb of God, right here at PSM Live. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darrell, we got others chiming in. I think this is one of our intercessors here. Area code 586, who's calling?
Althea.
Althea's calling in.
Good afternoon.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
All right, good to have you here. I guess you're assigned to pray again today?
Yes.
Well, that is just wonderful. This is one of our newer intercessors, Prophet Darrell. You haven't met Althea yet. She's here with us. And she's been.
How are you, Prophet Darrell?
I'm wonderful. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for her coming on. Praise the Lamb of God. She's out of the New Mount Moriah ministry up there. And we just praise God. Wait a minute here. Y'all know granddaughter coming on. Wait now. Where is my granddaughter? Is this my granddaughter? Tatwan?
Yes, it is. It's your granddaughter and Reggie.
Well, praise the Lord for Brother Reggie. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think Reggie, did you go by the Truth Church?
You know I did.
Oh, you did? Well, then all is well. I didn't know you were to do. Reggie really went by there. You didn't see your daddy. You said something wrong up in this place, didn't you, Reggie?
I knew you were resting.
My God, my God, my God. They tell me Monique did a good job, though, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Son, you're doing good. Your feet settled. They tell me that you were really, really looking for some food the other day when you was here.
Yeah, I was.
Praise the Lord. They said you was kind of hungry. good to have you in the city for a little while, man of God. The prophet just couldn't get out. But I just want you all to know, praise the Lamb of God, that Reggie had lost his grandmother, and he came home here to Detroit from Chicago and over the weekend for that homegoing, and we have been praying for him, and we just good to hear his voice this afternoon here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Just always a pleasure to have, praise the Lamb of God, our sons and daughters in ministry to come share, praise the Lamb of God, on the show. And I just thank God for you, boy, and they are intercessors too. Extraordinaire, praise God. And I just thank God for all of them. Wait a minute, got another caller here. I think this is another one of our people. Erico 757.
Yes.
Your mic is
calling. Okay, I was calling in prayer.
You were calling in prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who is this?
Sister Rick from Virginia.
Sister who?
Rick from Virginia. Rick.
Rick from Virginia, praise the Lord. All right, Sister Rick from Virginia. And Sister Rick, how are we directing our prayer for you today?
Yeah,
what are we praying over?
Yeah, I want to pray over job doors. I just got my doctorate in November. I want to pray for some professor positions to open up for me and housing doors open up for me.
Okay, well, I'm sure, boy, enrichment is an education place, I tell you. Praise the Lamb, I know that, the Virginia area. There should be something there available. Praise the Lamb of God. Got your doctorate. I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. Praise. I don't know you, but I'm proud of you. Praise God that you are able to matriculate and achieve, praise the Lamb, the highest level of education. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That took a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of money. Oh, yeah. Praise a lot of meditation, a lot of study, and a lot of prayer. So we praise God for you, praise the Lamb, that you have arrived. But our intercessors are here, and they're going to pray with you and for you. Ophelia is going to lead us in prayer today. We're praying for our sick and shut in, praise the Lamb of God, and those in convalescent home prisons, behind our prison walls, praise the Lamb of God. My brother notified me that he had been in jail for 57 days without on a misdemeanor. That he just didn't show up to court, and that's the time they gave him for not showing up to court. And but he was in good spirits, and he said it was a blessing for him because he went, and the illness he had, they had to take care of him all while he was there. And now he's feeling good, sounding good. He said, "I'm glad I went." I said, man, the Lord is something else. He said, I wouldn't go to the doctor, so the Lord made me go to jail to get well. And he broke his cigarette habit. He said, I've been trying to quit smoking for 30 years. He said, smoking in jail, so he couldn't smoke. And so he got over his craving and went through all that. He said, man, I feel like a brand new man. I was laughing. I said, my God. So we pray for those in prisons that the Lord would do something special for you. We're praying for our bereaved. We're praying for these people in Atlanta. Show enough of God. Trust me, somebody is too cold down there to be stranded 24, 48 hours on a highway. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we're praying for these people, praise God, and just praying for our world, all of these bomb threats for the Olympics and the Super Bowl and all of this, that the Lord will get his hand on the minds of people. We're praying, hallelujah, for all of that that's on our list already. We're praying for each other, one another, praise the Lamb of God, and we're praying for the prophetic flow on this show today, praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Ophelia. Hallelujah. Take us to sing today in the name of
God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah unto you on this day, Father God. Hallelujah. We invoke the Holy Spirit to come into this place in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our sister Rick right now from Virginia, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless her indeed in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to open up ways for her, Father God, and close doors that need to be closed, Father God. Father God, put her name on the right decks, Father God. Hand her resume to the right employer, Father God. The right HR manager in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her name stand out more than anyone else in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless her salary, Father God. Give her more than what she need in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we lift you up on high and we call you King of Kings and glory unto you on this day, Father God. Father God, we ask for healing for the sick and shut in, Father God. We ask you to go into every hospital, Father God, every nursing home, Father God, every household, Father God, even those who are in the elements, Father God. We ask you to bless them and heal them, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, from the innermost to the outermost, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We give you glory, give you honor, Father God. We trust who you are in the name of Jesus. You said, according to your word, Father, we have the authority to bind up unclean spirits. We have the authority to cast of sickness and disease according to your word in Matthew 10:1, Father God. We are governed by your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to pour your spirit, the Holy Ghost spirit, into the prison rooms, prison cells, the prison walls, Father God, starting from the judge in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to sanctify and saturate the atmosphere, Father God, touching every written word on paper, Father God, that is governed by your hand and not the thoughts of man. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, as these people stay behind these doors and these walls, Father God, that their hearts would turn towards you in the name of Jesus, that they'll find you even the more, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask you to continue blessing Atlanta and other states, Father God, that are succumb under the frigid weather and certain weather circumstances, Father God. We ask you to lift your hands, lift your hours, Father God, lift up the frigid weather, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them winning strategies, Father God, how to deal with change, Father God, how to deal with suddenly change, Father God. We lift you up on high, Father God. Because we believe who you are, Father God. We bow our heads before you, Father God. We ask you to saturate the atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to cover the land, Father, coast from coast to coast. We ask you to lift up Barack Obama, Father God, the chief executive officer of this place, Father God. We ask you to continue keeping him under your way, under your guidance, under your control, under your order and under your commandment in the name of Jesus. We ask you to saturate the White House, Father God. Every person that surrounds them, Father God. Let the Spirit of God saturate them in the name of Jesus. This land is led by you and not by man. Father God, we ask you to cross the borders, Father God. Touch it every country, Father, every continent in the name of Jesus. Touch it every leader, every governor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them turn their eyes towards you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No more worrying about what they have and what they don't have, what they can't collect and what can't they steal anymore, Father God, but seeking
grace, seeking forgiveness, seeking repentance from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let all eyes seek you, Father God. Turn the world to you, Father God, that no matter what language we speak, we're calling you Jehovah Nisi. No matter what name we call you, Father God, you are the greatest one of all. You're the most high God. You are the great I am. You're the sustainer and the redeemer, Father God. So we give you glory in this day, Jesus. And we thank you for the prophetic flow, Father God, because it's your word and your hand, Father God, and we are yielded to justice before you. Have the way on this day, sealed in the blood of the Lamb, and we bind up any retaliation of the enemy, because it has no power in the first place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. My God, my God. Where is my granddaughter, Shatwan?
Yes.
Come on in here and pray. Right, jump right on this right now and just saturate us. Praise the Lamb of God for the prophetic flow. Hallelujah. That's going to take place. I feel the warmth of God here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I know some healing is going to go out today. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, girl. Pray for us.
Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the words that have gone forth, God. God, we thank you for the prayer that have gone forth, God. And, Father God, we thank you for your presence today, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, hallelujah, God, that you just show up through these airwaves today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we set the atmosphere, God, and we make it conducive for the prophetic to go forth. God, we thank you for your mouthpieces today, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, for the word that you have placed in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for healing on today, God. And, oh, God, we send out your healing virtues today, God, through the airwaves. God, go into the homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, even as the words leave their mouth today, God, God, we know that we're looking at the manifestation, God, and we're calling it forth today in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask that you put the super on the natural today, God. And, oh, God, you perform instantaneous miracles, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come against anything that's not like you, God. God, anything that tries to come against the prophetic today, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, every witch, every warlock, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up, God. We bind up all things, God, in the name of Jesus, that tries to attach itself, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we loose your spirit today, God. God, we loose your love and your joy, God. We loose your healing today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we send word across the water, God. God, we send the word from nation to nation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we know, hallelujah, we put, God, we come against every sickness today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against cancer today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come against every bad report, God, that your children have gotten, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we put his name on it, God. Put the blood of Jesus on it today in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, God, God, that you even go into the mental hospitals today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, we know that you can perform miracles, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go into their minds and regulate it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we know that those are spirits, and we bind the spirits of schizophrenic and bipolarism, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Send somebody their way, God, that will minister Jesus unto them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they will begin to confess your name, God, that they will begin to confess that you are Lord and Savior of their life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God. God, we send healing into the nursing home, God. God, we send
bring healing into the prison system, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we send healing into our home, God, into the church homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you heal those scars that are unseen, God. God, we ask right now, hallelujah, that you heal the wounds of your people, God, of your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you take the weight off of them, God, those that are carrying heavy burdens, God, that don't even belong to them, God. I ask right now, God, that you go in and remove it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask right now, hallelujah, Jesus, God, that you make their way easy and successful, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you begin to teach them the wisdom and knowledge, God, to maintain deliverance in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, for pouring out your knowledge to us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we just thank you for this day, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for prophet, God, being obedient to your word, God. Now I ask, God, that you allow the Holy Spirit, God, to take over and take full control of this show, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, do a work that we have never seen today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you move, God, hallelujah, in our lives today, God. Oh, God, that testimonies come forth today, God, of healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we will raise the dead, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we shall hear testimonies, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as surely as we speak your word, God, it shall go out and perform it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as it returns, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you will get every glory out of it, God. You will get all the glory out of our lives, God, that we become living testaments, God, of you and your word in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you, God, and we praise you, and we give you glory today, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise your name today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah, for your spirit, God. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful presence. What a wonderful presence, Prophet Darrell. I tell you, these women of God are on fire. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I am excited about God today. Oh, my goodness gracious. The lady, she got offline, I think. Praise the Lamb of God. From Virginia, she left. Yeah, she dropped off a little bit too soon. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. She should have waited. Hallelujah. And hear what the Lord was saying. Yes, God. My goodness gracious. Sometimes we just move too quick. Praise the Lord. But we just thank and praise God.
Yeah.
Where is Bertha Pruitt? Bertha, get on this panel with us so you can do some prophesying today. Praise the Lamb of God. I got to Bertha in the sling with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is one of my new daughters in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. She's been around the page a long time, but she's a new daughter at the church, and I am very, very concerned about her development as it relates to the prophetic. Been held back so long, such a powerful woman. And praise the Lamb of God. So I'm giving her some air time, some practice time here so that she can move with me in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God in other places. She don't know that God got big plans for her. And is not running around at everybody that calls her to do an opening of a service, neither. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
God got bigger agenda for Mama Bertha, isn't that right, Prophet Darrell? Hallelujah.
You got that right.
Prophet Darrell got that right. See, praise the Lord. He has a bigger. Wait a minute, we got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 248.
Hey, Prophet.
Hey, who is this?
Family, just want to say a shout out to this is Brett.
Brother Brett.
Hey.
My son.
Hey, Brother Brett.
Hey, Brother Brett.
Hello.
Brother Brett, that tone lets me know you've been missing in action.
Sure have, Brother.
He just dropped off to, Lord have mercy, his phone just dropped. He'll come back on. He'll come back in. Praise the Lord. We're just so happy to hear his voice. That is a son indeed there, boy. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, the one that's really beloved by the whole entire PSM family. We just love some Brother Brett. Praise the Lord. Just such a beautiful spirit he carries with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll come back on. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm just excited about God. Bertha's day is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Day is coming. Get your black suit together or a dark blue suit, and then you have to wear the clergy shirt with the tab, not the old Roman collar, the little tab piece. I need you to be in that on the second Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God and be ready to do what God has called you to do. We'll talk about all of that a little later. I just wanted to let you know that, though. Praise the Lamb of God, that that's the uniform I need you to be in, because when you go and represent me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, they need to know that you are a part of the clergy. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Even though it's not a mandatory uniform at our church, praise the Lamb of God, you know, unless there's certain times we just do that. But we praise God. Boy, everybody's got the want to get in on the act today. Who is this here? Erico 313.
Hey, Prophet.
Your mic is hot.
It's me, Brett.
Okay,
here,
he called in on his.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Brother Brett. Man, how you doing, man?
Oh yeah, we're doing well. We just pressing on, just adjusting to the cold weather, the family, and. We all just in the new jobs and school and work, and there's a lot going on. And but I did call because I know that you all are always praying and always focused as intercessors and leader of the church. For I got a new job out here in Chicago inside the plant, and our boss, we were notified that his 7-year-old daughter needs a heart transplant. And one of the brothers just came up to me a few minutes ago, probably like an hour ago, and he said, you know, back in the day, Christian brother said, back in the day, people ran to Jesus and was healed in an instant. And he said, I wonder why healing doesn't manifest like that today. And I said, you know what, bro? I said, you know that a lot of the power is within us. And a lot of times we say we're going to intercede and pray for those who need prayer requests. And I just wanted you all just to stand in agreement and pray for the Rodriguez family and this young lady, and just lift this family up in prayer. And that's just, I know always know where to call for intercessors at all times. So I just wanted to just fellowship with you all today.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Brother Brett. If you go to him, hallelujah, and carry out the word of God that says, when they're sick among you, send for the elder of the church, and he shall come and anoint the sick with oil, mm-hmm, and pray the prayer of faith, and the sick shall recover.
Mm-hmm. That's the same scripture I just told him.
Right. You got to be the elder. You're the mature one.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
You must be the elder.
I haven't seen him at work. He hasn't been back to work since, because he's one of our supervisors. So he hasn't been back to work since last Monday. So when I do see him.
But if you can email him or text him and ask him, I would like to come and pray for your daughter.
Okay. All right.
And then,
and then
go and command the healing. Hallelujah.
Right.
A lot of times we don't, when we say we're praying for people, but we don't command healing. We have power, as you say, praise the Lamb of God. But the way we pray is as though we want God to come from the outside of us and do something. when God on the inside of us is ready to perform.
Yes.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb. So it's a releasing of the God within. Do the work without. Hallelujah. And I'll never forget the Lord that told me some time ago, he said, command the healing. I said, what? He said, command the healing.
Jesus.
I'm giving you power. Command it. So I command the healing power of Jesus Christ over, hallelujah, Rodriguez's daughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Thank
you gave me a new one. You can do it. You touch mine.
Yes, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, there it is. Hallelujah.
Healing. In the name of Jesus.
So today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command you.
Yes, God.
It's so. Hallelujah. And this live and not die. The name of Father, I empower your servant Brett that he would stand up and be the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He would recognize that you have anointed him, that you have saturated him in your spirit to do great exploits in the work in the earth. In the plant for a purpose, that you have planted him in the plant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To deliver many in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The light, dark place. All that is light shine, and men and women will see his good works and glorify your name, Father. Be glorified in breath. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen now. Vitalize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Here is prayers. Here is prayers. Here is petitions. Move on his behalf. Jesus. Look on Stephanie. Look on me. And God. God by yourself. Hallelujah. No word will not fall to the under the
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who is like unto you? Who can be compared? We praise you. Praise you.
Hallelujah.
For you. Oh, God, thank you.
Glory to your name.
Bless
your
name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Good to hear your
name.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Blessings be upon you. Saint Jasmine and Jay. Hallelujah.
Bless you, bless
Hallelujah.
You.
And all that concerns you, Lord, will perfect that concerns
you
this
Jesus.
Year. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
We miss
bless
you on the
thank
day.
You, Jesus.
Bless you. Yeah, God is working
God.
With me right now. He's working on me. He's giving me a new revelation right now. And I thank God for this time that he's separating me. And he's sitting me down just to really, really dig in deeper. And dig in and really
thank
find
you,
my
Jesus.
Purpose. So I thank God for
Wonderful.
What's going on in my life right now.
Thank
and
you,
I know
Jesus.
That I'm still praying with you all and I'm still listening in. I love you all. Bless you.
Bless you. Love you, man.
All
Praise
right,
the Lamb of God. What a wonderful
all
brother right. he is. Praise the Lamb of God. That Brett is something else. He comes in on his lunch break and just oh, my goodness, what a wonderful spirit. I told you all the prophet hear me say? I said, I feel the warmth of the Lord. Healing's going to go forth today.
Amen.
I said, right before we prayed, I said, I feel the warmth of God. It was right in my chest area, my cavity.
Hallelujah.
I said, I feel the warmth of God. God's going to heal somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. There is no God. There is no God like Jehovah God. Hallelujah. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to get into our prophetic flow in just a bit. Praise the Lamb of God. But you are going to have to let me talk about and set the atmosphere even greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me talk about this man Moses a little bit more. Praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday, our prophets and women of God, we talked about Moses. We talked about him as a person, praise the Lamb of God. We looked at his personality, and we saw some things that relate to our own, praise the Lamb of God, that each of us could see, praise the Lamb of God, somewhat of timidity. We could see humility. We could see bashfulness. We saw as a person who did not accept the false. He wanted to walk in integrity and truth and not being called the son of Pharaoh. Praise the Lamb of God, would rather been called the son of slaves. We see him interceding in battle for one of brethren of Israelites and wind up killing an Egyptian and burying him in the sand. And then he escaped to Midian and got there and became a shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God of the priest of Midian and married his daughter Zipporah. Hallelujah. Had a son by her named Gershon, something of that nature. And then, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has the encounter with God at the mount. And that's what we left off at the mount with the wild tranquilities and the fire of God being present, that was unquenchable and that did not consume the bush, but yet the bush burned. And the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, spoke to him out of the bush, calling him into the prophetic ministry, praise the Lamb of God, as we see a 40-year process that took place from his rearing in the palace, praise the Lamb of God. Then we see a 40-year process in the pasture, praise the Lamb of God, as a shepherd. And now we will see a 40-year process as a prophet of God, praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going to see 40 years as a prophet, and these years, praise the Lamb of God, are going to be spent in the wilderness carrying a stiff-necked, rebellious people across the desert, praise the Lamb of God, to a promised land, hallelujah, that they desired, praise the Lamb of God, but wouldn't be humble enough to enter in, so the next generation will go in. But we see Moses as a prophet after God removes his idiosyncrasies, removes his complaint of not being able to talk, and God assigns him his brother to be his prophet. Now, I want you to watch this because it's really a wonderful thing to see, brothers and sisters, how does what he does when he do what he does. Hallelujah. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, he takes Moses and said, Moses, you're my prophet, but I'm going to give you Aaron to be your prophet. You are my spokesman, but I'm going to give you your brother to be as a prophet unto you, and you will be as a God unto your brother. Man, that's an awesome thing right there. Praise the Lamb of God, that God will allow that succession to take place because of Moses' lack of confidence. Praise the Lamb of God in his own tongue. Hallelujah, which was a lack of confidence in the God who created his tongue. But as I said yesterday, as time goes, Moses finds himself in a stronger position. Moses as a prophet, praise the Lamb of God, as a prophetic person, is one of the greatest prophets we'll ever read about, learn about. He went single-handedly to a nation that was known to kill and sacrifice human sacrifices and things of this nature, who believed in many a pantheon of gods, of false idol gods and things of this nature. So he was coming up against the hordes of hell even while he was going, praise the Lamb of God, to intercede for the people of God before Pharaoh. And we see some timidity, we see some weakness in Moses, praise the Lamb of God. And this, I tell you, people of God, is due to the lack of a relationship being built with God. Hallelujah. God had to build a relationship with Moses by allowing him through trial and error. Moses thought when he threw that rod down there and that rod turned to snake and turned to a serpent and swallowed up the other rod of the Egyptians, Moses thought that was going to do it, and Pharaoh was going to say, surely your God is the God, let the people go. Moses didn't understand that the heart of Pharaoh was in the hand of God, and God was hardening his heart. The Bible said, and God hardened his heart so that he wouldn't let the people. Because God wanted to bring forth his people with a strong hand. God wanted to display his power there in Egypt so the rest of the world would fear. So the rest of the world would know that there's a God. Y'all better watch how God works. God chose Egypt and said, I'm going to use this nation and I'm going to use this Pharaoh to bring them down to the dust that they might see the might and the power of the God of heaven. They might know that there's a God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as we know, as a result, when they came out of Egypt, of course, all the heathen nations had heard about what happened down in Egypt, and none of all of them feared. They feared Israel. They feared Israel. They wouldn't attack them. They tried to get prophets to curse them, everything, because they were afraid of the God of Israel. Let me tell you something, people of God. People ought to be afraid to do you wrong because of the God you serve.
Right.
Okay, y'all didn't get that one. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If they really knew the God you serve, if they really knew, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the prophecy that rests upon you as one of God's anoint, hallelujah, or one of God's prophets,
then
they'd be easy about how they put their mouth on you. They'd be easy about the things you do. Praise the Lamb of God, because as sure as the Lord liveth, praise the Lamb of God, he will defend, praise the Lamb of God, come to the rescue, hallelujah, and stand for the people that represent him. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. So Moses goes a series of miracles that are performed, and each one, he performs them stronger and stronger because he's getting an understanding from God. He's understanding God more and more as a God who loves his people, as a God who desires to be worshipped and adored for the things that he has done. And so he brings Moses to the place of looking like he was a god to Pharaoh. Praise the Lamb of God. See, Pharaoh's issue was not with the God of heaven. Pharaoh's issue was with Moses. Moses was reared in the house of Pharaoh. How could you leave here, come back with power that we didn't give you? How can you leave and come back from the wilderness with more authority and power than was given to you when you was living here in the palace for 40 years.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me here, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They couldn't accept him to be able to do the miracles he was performing, turning the Nile to blood. And all the water that sprung up in Egypt turned to blood in the house and out of the house. Oh, my goodness. Lice, frogs, flies, locusts. Oh, my goodness. And one behind another just coming. Hail raining from the sky. Fire connected to it. High in the world is hell on fire. Hell is fire. High in the world is hell on fire. Watch this now. Hell balls are ice. But when they came down as balls of fire.
My God.
That should have melted it water, or the ice should have put out the fire.
Oh, God.
I don't like water. Water don't like fire. So, but God performed miracles by that man's hand that was so undeniable. Until archaeologists and geologists and scientists are still trying to disprove, discredit, and say this is what must have happened and come up with something without saying, but God. Praise the Lamb. How you going to factor out God? My God, he was a representative of God. And God empowered him that way so that he could be stronger and stronger. Watch this now. The time that he spent in Egypt was even more preparation for him for the wilderness. Because if you can't trust me to perform miracles for you here in Egypt, you're not going to make this 40-year journey. Praise the Lamb of God in leading these people, because when you come out of Egypt, you got some new issues you're going to face, like Red Seas and mountains. You got some new issues you're going to face, like no food for all of these people, no water for them to drink. And if you can't believe me, that these miracles I didn't work at your hand, then you're not going to have the confidence.
My God.
And
my
Moses,
God.
Praise the Lamb of God, became the man of God, became the prophet, became the man of faith, praise the Lamb, through much trial and error in himself. But God, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, God kept working with him. Y'all ain't listening to me. God kept working with him. You know why I'm still on God's team? Because God keep working with me.
Hallelujah.
In my trials and error. He keeps working with me. Praise the Lamb of God. You know why? You on the line right now? Because he keep working with you. Praise the Lamb of God. God keeps working with you. Through your trials, through your ups and downs, through your slips and falls, your imperfections. He keeps working with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And through your weaknesses and insecurities, God keeps working with you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
That kept us in a place. Yes, Lord. Oh, that the prophet know he's teaching. That keeps us in a place, praise the Lamb of God, to keep pressing forward in God to perform his work and to glorify his name. Moses had some wonderful experiences with God there as the Red Sea opened, the wall of fire separating the Egyptians from them when they came out of Egypt. My God, what a wonderful, wonderful presentation of the power of God that he shows through his prophet, praise the Lamb of God, as a display to the heathen world. There is no God but God. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no God but God. Praise the Lamb. There's one thing that God wanted to prove to the world, and that he still is proving today, that there is no God. There is no God. Hallelujah. But God.
Jesus. Amen.
But in Isaiah, says, I don't know another God.
Hallelujah.
God said, where is he? I'd like to meet him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I, the Lord, God, is one God, and I'm the only God. There is no
only.
Other.
Thank you, God.
God.
Thank you, God.
So God was
yes.
not just Pharaoh, but he was challenging their God. He was challenging the gods they served, all their idols,
yes.
out
yes.
of the water. But the God of the water couldn't stop it from turning to blood. They had
right.
the God of the now. They had the God of fertility. They had the God of this. But it couldn't stop the boils from breaking out on all their cattle.
You
they had
the
a God of everything. And God challenged in each one of the miracles, challenging their gods.
Yeah.
He was challenging their gods. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings here. Praise the Lamb of God. But do you know every now and then, God has to challenge that other God that you serve that you don't know you serve?
That's right.
Watch yourself about
That's right.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Oops. Sometimes God has to challenge that God that you're serving, praise the Lamb of God, that you don't recognize that you're serving. And sometimes
Amen.
It's the God of money. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You serve that God of money. But you said, thank you, Jesus, all at the same time. But you know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, down in your knower that it's really money that you love more than you love anything else. Praise the Lamb of God. And so God challenges the God of money. He lets your money run out and say, now who you going to trust?
Amen.
Now what? He let your job fall through. Now what you going to do? He let your education
Amen.
Fail you. Now what you going to do?
Amen.
Who
Amen.
You going to depend on now? Praise the
God.
Lamb of God. Till you come to the place of knowing that the God of heaven that took care of you while you were in your mother's womb is still taking care of you. Praise the
yes,
Lamb of
yes.
God. Yeah, some of us get spouses and we make them gods and don't even know it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
God said, I'm going to see what you're going to do when I take them from you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to see where your trust's going to be then. Yeah. Hello,
oh.
somebody. Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so on and so forth. So we have to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, and the development of our prophetic anointing and our mantles and our a posture and position with God, that God is doing something, praise the Lamb of God, to get us to see him in the beauty that he really operates in on our behalf, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. They go out into the wilderness. They get out there. They get across the Red Sea, praise the Lamb of God. And this something, all prophetic people, you're going to have to deal with, and that's mummering. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as they get across the Red Sea, their bellies begin to growl. Israel, they start complaining to Moses. Why didn't you leave us in Egypt? At least we had food. They start mummering. And they always murmur against the prophetic voice. But mummering goes with the territory. And we as prophetic people must understand when the mummering comes, when the speaking against us comes, they have not rejected you. They're rejecting God.
Yes,
they're rejecting the word of God that's in your mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. They're rejecting the position that God has put you in. So never get bent and out of shape. Now, this I had to learn, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, through through some misfortune, that you don't have to if you listen to me today. Never get bent out of shape because men reject you as a prophetic person. Never get bent out of shape when people question the prophetic word that comes out of your mouth. Never get bent out of shape when what you spoke has not yet come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell you something. 99% of the time, the person that you spoke to it to is the problem why it has not manifested. It has
wow.
nothing to do with you. You are the messenger.
You need to say it slow so it's more.
You are the messenger. And after you deliver the message, you have done your job. You don't even have to be bothered with folk coming back wanting to talk to you about what you said to them. You said it for them to go to God and get whatever Father is.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, Lightbug. All you do is deliver the message.
Oh, my
praise
God.
The Lamb of
God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. God didn't ask you to decipher his word when he gave it to somebody. He said, speak what God says. Thus says the Lord. And when you speak what God says, it comes out clear. It don't come out in gray areas. It come out in black and white.
Yes.
Hello? Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
This keeps you in a position where when the word of God has not come to pass, they have to go to the same one who gave them the word. It was the Lord. Go to the Lord and talk to him about it.
Lord,
don't come back. Come on, you know it's been a year, and what you said ain't came to pass. Well, you better check and see what's going on in your life.
That's right.
And your relationship
Amen.
With God, the word has not manifested. Some people be living in sin consistently and at the same time saying the word ain't came forth. Hello, Lightbug. Some not paying their tithes and talking about, but the prophetic word ain't came forth. The Bible says you curse with a curse. It may be your curse. Y'all got quiet on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. See, all of this go together. Your obedience and your submissiveness to God, praise the Lamb of God, releases the prophetic manifestation in your life.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And if you're not going to be obedient to the word of God, then God will give you a prophecy, and then all he's saying to you is, when you get ready for it, you'll start doing what I ask you to do so that I can give you what I promise you.
Amen.
So you can die, he'll give it to your daughter. He'll give it to your son.
Well, that's true.
Acts King David. Praise the Lamb of God. Acts King David. He wanted to build God that house. God gave him every resource to do it with, but didn't let him do it. Said, no, your hand's dirty. You got innocent blood on your hand, and you ain't going to build my house with those hands.
That's right.
But I'll let your son build it. But I'll let your son build it because I promised you that it would be built, praise the Lamb of God, so I'm going to let your son do it. God did that. He amended his word to David. Hello, Lightbug.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't get mad. Praise the Lamb of God. Got to wait for his word to come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it won't even do you no good when it comes to pass. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you. My brother, I just told you about one of my brothers, praise the Lamb of God, had to spend about 50 days in jail. Hallelujah. And he had me laugh. Talking about that he's so happy he went because they had to give him all this medical treatment and all that they had to do it free. And he's just feeling so good now. And all the infection is gone and this, that, and another. And he told me, he said, while he was in jail, that his government, he's a disability. So I think he gets about $800 or $1,000 a month, something like that for his rent and stuff. So they were putting the money on his debit card or whatever they give him. Praise the Lord. And he's sitting up in jail stacking his racks, you know. He counted. Well, I've been in jail, so I know that money on there. I don't know. But he forgot he gave the card to his daughter to pay the rent and all that kind of stuff. And he comes out thinking that he has like $600 on it when... Well, her brother did borrow $500 of it. And, he says, how are you going to borrow my money while I'm in jail without asking me, blah, 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 blah. So, well, he thought he will give it back to you next week. We didn't know when you was getting out. He was going to bring it next week, which he did fail. But he had me laughing about it because he said that when he got out, he had all these things he wanted to do, right? But he couldn't do them because the guy had borrowed the money. Watch this now. Watch this. Government delivered their promise. Hello, light bulb.
Uh-huh.
But when Jerry comes out, he's not able to utilize it, even though it had been given.
Right.
I want y'all to don't miss what I'm telling you now. I'm telling you that God can give you your promise, and you're not able to use it.
That's right.
Wow. Wow.
Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Put it in a delay mode and say, no, you're not ready for it yet. If I give it to you now, you'll waste it all.
That's right.
You'll waste it all. You'll do this. God has a way of blessing us. Watch this now. So Moses goes on. He runs into some difficulties with his sister. Praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, in that rebellion little thing that takes place there. Praise God. And that comes out and settles out with a curse being placed. Praise God. His brother Aaron participates in building an idol out in the wilderness, which displeased God. Of course, we know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Idols are something that God just will not allow him to participate in. But I want you to see when Moses is taken up into the mountain, and he's there with God, and God is ready to destroy Israel, then you see the intercessor in Moses at his best when he stands in the gap and offers his own life to be taken that the children of Israel might live, that God might not destroy them. Praise the Lamb of God. This must be the posture, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic person. And look what he told God. He said, for your great name's sake, let it not be said by the heathen nations that you delivered us to kill us.
Jesus.
That wouldn't make you look good. That's what he told God. This would not make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
When this come out in the newspaper in the morning, that you did all of this, got us out here in the wilderness, and then you killed us all.
My God. Wow.
And God considered Moses, praise the Lamb of God, and amended his word that he was going to kill him. He said, all right, I'm going to kill him slowly in the wilderness. None of them are going in the promised land. None of them. I'll let their children go. That's the sin of idolatry, people of God. And you better understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God does not play with us dabbling in these spirits.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
He's chanting like a witch today and then sitting up talking about you're an intercessor in church on Sunday.
All right.
You can't in your palm read and then come and talk about I want a word of prophecy.
Right.
Y'all better listen to the prophecy. You're crossing over the line in these spirits, with these spirits. And you better know when you're dealing with divination, praise the Lamb of God, and not the divine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you going to mess up something? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's a little bit after one. We're going to wrap this up. Praise the Lamb of God. We can talk about it more tomorrow. But right here at the mount, the Lamb of God, when Moses comes down and the people have sinned a great sin, and God uses him to be the usher, if you would, praise the Lamb of God, of destruction and the death of thousands of Israelites as this earthquake takes place right at the foot of the mount. Moses asks the people one question. He said, who's on the Lord's side?
Lord.
Who's on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, where I am. And those that remain on the other side. had the earth swallowed them up. Praise the Lamb of God. In one day, thousands died. Because they praise the Lamb of God. God other than God. Hallelujah. And this is because of deprogramming. A deprogramming had to take place. That's why they were in the wilderness 40 years. God had to deprogram them of all that Egyptian stuff that they had learned.
Right.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, they learned all how to worship them idols and all of that. And God had to clean those people up of all of that mess that they had come in contact with. Praise the Lord, oh God. They have been contaminated with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap it right here. Because we want to get into the waters of Meribah and all of that, and Balaam. I want to get into that tomorrow. We'll get into that. Praise the Lamb of God as we go. We're gonna stop right here, intercession, and we'll start with this on tomorrow, being intercession day. All right, praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful show. All right, people of God, shake your friends, inbox, put it on your page. We're going into our prophetic flow in just a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. We just want to heat up just a minute here. Hallelujah. Oh, let me see. Let me see here. Oh, yes, Lord. We just want to allow the Spirit of the Lord to move. We want to saturate ourselves. My God, my God. I want to hear that. What's that girl name? Shayna Wilson. That's her name. Hallelujah.
Name.
I want to hear the line of Judah just a little bit here. Let's listen to Shane. Come on, people.
Hello.
Hello. Come forth.
Come forth and take a seat. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take a seat. We surrender to your will. Have your way. To your will, have your way, take us in. Somebody call on the Lion of Judah, come on.
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah, come forth.
Yes. Detroit's home, Shana Wilson, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, it's time for our prophetic flow. Praise the Lamb of God. Say this. Praise God. We're going to go right down this line here. I just wanted to say to Prophet Darrell, while I was praying as Shana Wilson was singing, I saw the front of a building, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And there are some steps. There are some steps, some brick steps that lead up into this building. Praise the Lamb of God for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 I see brick steps and I see raw iron banisters on the side of these steps. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. I see some gray to blackish colored brick. Grayish black colored brick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bill. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That God is going to give you praise to the Lord of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. We give you praise for it. The Lamb of God. My God and the Lamb of God. I don't know if this is a paint or if it's the blood of Jesus, but I see the building being covered in red. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Well, we plead the blood of Jesus over it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And an acceptable and your blood covering, yes, over this building for your son. Hallelujah, that he might do Amen. That and to give glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Whew, that was good. That was wonderful. Prophet Darrell, I love you, man of God. Hallelujah. Just said to you right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's also a lady that is going to sow a great seed to your life for the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God for the things you're going to need. Hallelujah. To just the little things you're going to need to help establish the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. That seed coming into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to put some people around you to undergird the ministry in the name of Yeshua. Praise the Lamb of God. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. All right, who's next on the list here? I think it's Ophelia, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Error code 586, Ophelia, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you up to the mic and then Prophet Darrell for Ophelia.
Praise the Lord. Ophelia, amen. The Lord says that he has heard your prayer. Your prayer has been that you want a greater relationship with the Lord. You want to learn more. You want that intimate relationship.
God says you want more knowledge and understanding of him. And God says he's granting that. Your prayer life is going to get deeper, because the more word of God that you take into you, the more your prayer life is going to just flow. And then your prayer life is going to become elevated to a prophetic prayer life. God says, keep seeking me. The more you seek me, the more you find me, the more you learn of me. Wisdom says, early in the morning will I seek you. Seek the Lord early in the morning. Get some time. Make time. That special private time with just you and the Lord. 2 hours a day. Give it to God and watch him move powerfully in your prayer life, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to tell you that the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, I touch and agree and I stand with agreement what Prophetess Bertha has already spoken. And I want to tell you that the Lord said he's getting ready to allow the angels to camp all around your home here. So said the Spirit of God. And when he sent the angels to come to camp around your home here, so said the Spirit of God, that he's bringing in a healing anointing. Hallelujah. That's getting ready
Thank
to
you,
heal
Jesus.
You on the inside and the outside here. So
Thank
said
you,
the
Jesus.
Spirit of God. I want to tell you that I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that you've been shattered, but you ain't been broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard him say, you've been shattered, but you ain't been broken. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray to smooth out every crack that the enemy has tried to break you down by. Oh, to the Lord's term, here, so said the Spirit of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And the Lord said everything is getting ready to work out in divine order here. So said the Spirit of God. And not only that, your things have been put on hold for a season here. But the Lord told me to tell you, but the season is over. Now let's get ready. That your finances is getting ready to catch up to you here. So said the Spirit of God. Because see, the Lord said you've been expecting some money here. So said the Spirit of God, and he's going to allow it to be released. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. To be released here, so said the Spirit of God. I don't know who Michael is, but the name Michael come up before you here. So said the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. God said he honors your prayers here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And he told me to tell you that your prayers has already been answered, but the Prince of Persia had gotten in the way for the answer getting back to you here, so said the Spirit of God. But God has sent Michael and Rayfield to stand in the gap for you.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be so. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I heard the Lord singing this song to you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I was singing that a couple of days ago. Yes. Yes.
And he's going to allow you to come in his presence. Yes, God.
Amen. Thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
Unto you, Jesus.
The Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. You'll be blessed.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let me see. Siobhan, with me, granddaughter?
Yeah,
I'm with you. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Siobhan is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And Hallelujah. Let's see what the Lord is saying to you today. Bertha Pruitt.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Shaquan.
Yes.
The Lord says there's some. There's some kind of limits that you're going to have to stand in the gap for. Deeply walk for. And it's a matter of life and death. Oh, God, yeah, Korosha. Korosha, Deliosa. Yeah, yeah, Korosha. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. The Lord says when he wakes you up, Shaquan, and when he drops their names in your spirit, don't hesitate and don't delay. Pray. Because you got to pull them out of the clutches of the devil. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Prophet Darrell.
I just want to tell you this. I just heard the song say, I cleaned up my house. I kicked the devil out. I feel God stretching out in me. Oh, I feel God stretching out in me.
My.
Well, I cleaned up my house. I kicked the devil out. I feel God stretching out in me. And the Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to stretch out in you. Oh, my goodness. He said, I'm stretching out. I'm stretching out. I'm stretching out in me. God is going to stretch out in you like never before, Shaquan.
Jesus.
I know that the enemy has been on your heels. I know the enemy has sure enough been on your heels. Yeah. Yes, God. But you have endured as a good soldier. And I stand in agreement with what Bertha has already told you. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin
Hallelujah.
To pray. When the Lord begin to draw, oh, my goodness, hallelujah. See, God said, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be three people that the Lord drop in your spirit here between the hours of 3 o'clock. And he said he wants you to begin to go war and fall. Yeah. I'm blessed, said God. Yes, God. And as you begin in to see God say, yes, God. He's going to enlarge the territory.
Hallelujah.
Not only that he's going to enlarge the territory, but he said, try me and see.
Jesus,
see if I can be completely yours. Come on through here, up all the way. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, trust me in this season. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, whatever you need. He said, just go get it. Show God.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah. God, the Lord told me to tell you that he's getting in the computer as of right now. He's straightening out your credit as of right now.
Hallelujah.
He's straightening it out as of right now. He's straightening it out. Shekedabo, Saman, Debe, Yaman, Dobo, say God. Glory be to the Most High God. God said you're eating off the fat of the land right now.
Yes, God.
So set the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. My God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Twan, that's for one day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is enough for one day. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's keep going. Error code 747.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, it's Cammie. How you doing?
Hi, Cammie. Oh, we're doing
hey.
Some today.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Everything is going well. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for you. That's here today, praise the Lamb. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to work out for you. I promise you. Praise. I don't care whatever way it looks, you can just laugh at the devil. You know, you need to find you something to tickle you. So you can just laugh at the devil, praise the Lamb of God, because what God has spoken is going to come to pass, and ain't nobody going to be able to stop it. It's going to happen, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That part right there, praise the Lamb. Now, Mother Bertha Pruitt, it's your mic. Hallelujah. You hear something for you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tammy, his prophet say, every word God has spoken to you, it will come to pass. But there's some things that God has spoken to you, praise be to God, that you're warned against. Because you believe it, then you don't believe it. God says, war not against the word that he has spoken in your life, because it shall come to pass. The delay is because of you. Stop letting the enemy bring doubt into your mind according to your faith. Believe what the prophet has said according to the word of God, because your promises are on the way.
Amen.
Stop letting him, says the Lord. Believe me, praise me, trust me, worship me, for it shall and it will come to pass, says the Lord.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
Tammy, I just touch and agree with what Apostle and Prophetess Bertha has already spoken, but I just want to let you know that strength is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Restoration is coming. Yes, God. God has already set a mandate on the enemy for your life. Hey! Shit. God set the mandate for the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Strength is coming. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say joy is coming.
Amen.
Peace is coming. Love is coming. Hey.
Hallelujah.
He has already mandated the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
To back up off for you in this season.
Amen.
Jesus.
And if he don't behave, Baba, say God. If the enemy don't behave, he's gonna make God get angry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken back by force. Say God. Just rejoice.
It is well, Cammy. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God is about to do the miraculous in your life. The people of God, this is the season of the promise manifestation. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. Just hold on. As sure as the ice and the snow is on the ground. Hallelujah. Just watch God do what God said he's going to do. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm sitting back enjoying God work. I'm just enjoying watching God work. He's going to do it.
Yeah.
Praise Lamb of God. He's going in the midst
of
that known. God is going to perform his good word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lamb of God. He's going to perform that good word, people of God. Just watch him do it.
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I love him. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. We got some
Thank
more people
you so
here.
Much. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Erico 8. Erico 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Feeling better, Hi. Sylvia?
Yes.
Hi, Sylvia.
Day by day, Prophet. It just depends. I'm up one day and down the next.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Sylvia, you know, rest is essential to get yourself back together when you go through these flus and stuff. We lose a lot of fluids and a lot of electrolytes and things of that nature. And, you know, you got to rest and eat properly. Praise the Lamb of God. And take your vitamins. Get on some vitamin D. About 3 milligrams of them a day are really kick you back where you need to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And keep it together and stay warm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sylvia, my daughter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's see what the Lord's saying. Church up, Pruitt.
Hey, daughter Sylvia. The Lord says that virus was an attack sent by the enemy because of all that you poured out. The enemy attacked your body. But God says just remain faithful to what he's called you to. Keep on meditating and staying in his word because it's gonna pass.
Amen.
But this guy has you in a position now where now you're getting more closer to him. You're getting more to his word. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God is working for your good, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
I just heard him say, for I will press toward the mark for the prize of the calling which is in Christ Jesus. And see, the only thing the Lord requires is just to keep on pressing.
Jesus.
Keep on pressing. I don't care what the enemy has thrown your way. I don't care what's going on around. You continue to press your way to Jesus. Because that's your comfort zone.
Amen.
In other words, pray when you don't feel like praying.
Jesus.
Sometimes you just gonna have to steal away when you out in the just steal away and just talk to the Lord. It ain't got to be long drop. Just say, Lord, I begin to thank you, Lord. I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because see, that's what's gonna shut the mouths of the gang slayer. That's
Jesus.
What's gonna shut the mouth of the enemy. As you begin to press, as our prophet Bertha said, you continue to press your way into the Lord. And watch and see, you got an expected end. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Bless you. Bless you, daughter. Be blessed today. Boy, oh boy, the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking to these, my children today. My brother, praise the Lamb of God, and Bertha, woo, they on fire. Error code 973, your mic hot, calling us.
Hi, everyone. This is Elaine in New Jersey.
This Jersey Elaine. What's going on, Elaine?
Yes. Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, hey, just still here in the cold. This is a long winter, and it's only not even end of January, but it's so much snow, so much ice.
Yeah, we all sitting in the same boat. Maybe not as much as you. It's the cold. It has been arctically cold here in our area also. Chicago, and we still got some more snow coming this weekend that could accumulate to about 7 to 8 inches. Yeah, you know, so go to the grocery store, stock up, get get your Bible and your candles, light them and pray and enjoy the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just enjoy the Lord. That's all I can say. My goodness gracious. God is God. He's doing what he does. And I am not going to trip about what God is doing. He's still taking care of me. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Still taking care of me. And for that, I am grateful. Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
For that alone, I am grateful. All right? Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Come on here. Let's talk to our daughter here in Jersey and see what the Lord is saying to her. Well, I want Prophet Daryl to talk to her because her and Prophet Daryl got an affinity going here. And then we'll let her to talk. Come on, Prophet Daryl. Let me see what you got to say to your girl.
As I was sitting up here, I don't know if it's in your house, but I just look like I just saw a big fish aquarium in your front room here.
A big what?
Aquarium.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you have that in your house, but I see you need to get one. And you need to just sit there and just meditate on the fish. Oh, my goodness. For your wealth is in the fish's mouth, so said the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Every time you sit there and just look at them fish, everything you want, everything you need, everything you desire, God is going to allow it to come to pass and come to fruition. And it's going to be a quick work. But everything that you have asked God for in this season, he's getting ready to do it for you. I just want to tell you, delay don't mean deny. It's over. The struggle is over. The depression is over. The famine is over for you. So let the Spirit of God. CC God, hallelujah. Everything is getting ready to work out in divine order for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And you getting ready to see God move more in your life in this new season than you saw last season. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Shut that.
Thank you, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Bertha.
I just confer to what Prophet Daryl has said. Elaine, when you first came on, old song from way years ago came, the Lord brought it to me for you. God said that he's already done what he said he would do. I called and he heard me, and he gave me a peace of mind. He's my shepherd, he's my guide, and he's walking right by my side. Because God has already done everything that the prophet said that he was going to do for you. God just said remain faithful because his goodness and his mercy is following you. Because he's already done, Elaine, what he said he's going to do, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Already done.
Yeah.
What he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, that's the prophetic word. God has already done what he said he would do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be at peace, daughter, knowing that the Lord is with thee. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Before you go to the next person, can I need to release this word to Prophet Daryl. The Lord gave it to me 2 weeks
Don't
ago.
Don't release it on
Prophet Daryl.
He can handle it.
I called your name out to me twice. And I woke up interceding for you in prayer. And it's basically confirmation, Prophet confirmed what the Lord had told me to tell you. God said, don't worry, because you are covered. You are not alone, because I am standing in the gap for you. God said, do what he said do, because it's already done for you, says the Lord.
There you go again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. My God.
Hallelujah.
He's sure gonna get it.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you.
God's gonna do it.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
What did he think? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God.
Oh God.
But I promise you this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
to whom much is given, much is required.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But with a made up mind, with a made up mind, praise the Lamb of God, God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. God's doing things in your life, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha, for that. Oh my goodness, I got this man's mic open. I think this is Brett. Brett, is this you? Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Doc, calling in
Listen.
Today. Bless you. How you doing, Charlotte?
I am doing well.
Charlotte,
very
the
well.
Last time I heard you testify, I almost wanted to come by your house with a truck and get some of them blessings that you had didn't have enough room.
I called to say that in the middle of you talking and praying that playing that song, Judas Lion, God spoke and I got my answer. So I got a word in the word without even calling in. I had something before the Lord that has had most of my family uneasy. And we've been doing what we need to do from our end, but it was still the uneasiness and wondering, are we going to have to go through this trauma again? And God gave me my answer and said that it was well, that it was already done.
My God.
He had already worked it out, so be at ease.
Jesus.
Now, that's the word. And I had shared it with Bertha. I had shared it with a lot. But not many great things throw me. But this one was personal for me. And it had gotten under my skin. I was like, God, now, you know, I'm not so worried about myself, but I'm worried about my family. But it also involved me personally. And all of our lives could have been at stake. But God said that he had taken care of me.
Thank you, Lord.
And to me, that's powerful. Without
Thank
anybody
you,
speaking the word, he gave witness to me that I've already done it.
Amen.
And so I just called to say, I love this show. I love you guys. And I thank God for you. And you've already blessed me today.
Hallelujah. Well,
Amen.
Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. But the blessings ain't over for you. The Lord is sending more to you. Praise the Lamb of God in this. There's more coming your way. Hallelujah. There's more coming your way. Hallelujah. More than you've asked for, more than you believe for, there's more coming your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The Lord is doing great things for your life today. And I am so happy to be a part of this blessed season that you're in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, what a wonderful Savior we serve. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God we serve, people of God. He's awesome.
Amen.
And awesome. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This other lady, Nicole, praise the Lamb of God. Nicole Brown comes up in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Nicole, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to do some great things for you this year. Praise the Lamb of God, your faithfulness and your trust level. God has stretched your faith, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this season. But when God stretched your faith, it's for you to receive more, praise the Lamb of God. God stretches us so that he can do more with us, do more for us, do more through us. Praise God.
Jesus.
Stretch your faith just like a rubber band. Praise the Lamb of God. But in this, he has widened your territory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
widened your territory. and your faith will never go back to the size it was. Hallelujah. It can't return back there. In real grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Alaskan is funny. The elastic that is in God's stretch of your faith, Fraser, when he stretches it, it does not come back to form. It stays where he places it. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lamb of God. He gave you faith. He begun the perfect good work in you, and he's going to perfect that concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's doing some multiple things in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Finances is just one, but he's doing multiple things in your life, and a lot of it is spiritual. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, has he opened your eyes in the last 6 months. Your eyes have been opened to new things, new revelations, new insights. Nicole Brown, I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Even about the ministry that where you worship at and the people there. Praise the Lamb of God. It has redirected your prayers. Praise the Lamb of God, even for them. And God is causing you to come into this intercessory ministry greater too. You have seen the power of prayer, seeing God move, praise the Lamb of God, in the lives of people. Hallelujah. Yeah, and in your life, and you're going to see him move greater. You're going to see God move, praise the Lamb, while you're calling on him. No bullshit. Hey, God, while you're calling on him, he's going to answer. Praise the Lamb of God. Before you can ask him, he's going to bend to perform desire. Praise the Lamb of God. That's relationship. Hallelujah. That's relationship with God. And he's developing that with you, Nicole Brown. I just want to give you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily, I see some money coming to your house. I said, money is coming to your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily, praise the Lamb of God. I see another wave of blessings coming on your block, darling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
God said by the end of next month, you're going to have it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily, I'm talking to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Our God is God. Isn't he God today? Praise the Lamb of God. He is God, and he's God all by himself. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God. These people ain't even got their feet up and God talking to them. Hallelujah. I don't even know if they're on the lines here. Hallelujah. Oh, but what a mighty God we serve. Awesome. All his ways, awesome,
thank
and all
Jesus.
His ways. He is. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Don't you love him today? I love him in Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's amazing.
Yes,
he's amazing.
You know, Prophet, can I say this to Nicole? As you were prophesying to Nicole, the Lord said he has already stretched Nicole's faith, and he's calling Nicole to the intercessory as a gaffer.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw that in her. Praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, I just was giving her some regroup and what have you, but I know, praise the Lamb of God, she is really supposed to be a part of our intercessory team also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just another time to regroup and get herself back together as she returned back home in Canada and all of that kind of thing and get relaxed and the Lamb of God. You know, because when you take on these ministries, praise the Lamb of God, you have to make a commitment to it. And that level of commitment, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of people don't want to hold on to. They just think it's going to be fun and they don't count the consequences of that. When you jump on board an intercessory ministry, praise the Lamb of God, let me have these few minutes to say this. When you get involved in an intercessory ministry, you are the Jezebel. Are going against the Jezebel. If you didn't never think you had an adversary, you're going to find out you got one. The Lamb of God. If you didn't think Satan hated you, you're going to find out he hates your good. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to find out that trouble can come to your door unannounced. And Satan will make it look not hearing you pray. But if you do what we used to sing over in Chicago on the west side, we used to sing a song, say, pray on my child. Hallelujah. Because you got a home on high. Hallelujah. And they can talk about much as they could. Yeah, something like that. Praise the Lamb of God. But
yes,
I remember
Lord.
That.
Yes, I got a home on high. Yes.
You have to continue to pray. You have to continue to stay in the face of God.
Right.
That's where your peace at. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
got
to continue to press in to the presence Almighty and be overshadowed, hallelujah, by his wing in the secret place.
Jesus.
Secret place of the Most High. That's where intercessors hang out, in the secret place.
Yes,
we come out of this place, hallelujah, we find we have no place. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Our life is spent in the secret place of the Most High. Praise
Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to stay there.
Lord.
You got to no break from prayer. Ain't no holiday from prayer. And there's no break. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't go and break them out. I ain't praying this week. I'm just going to take it easy. What? No. You got to stay in the face of God. You must stay in the face of God. Must stay in the Word of God. Build up your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you can call those things as not as were. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you can speak to the forces of darkness, to the very throne of the enemy. Hallelujah. You can speak to light. Hallelujah. You got to be able. Praise the Lamb. Y'all ain't listening to me today. I know it. It's all right. The Lamb of God. Just keep living. And you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, that this thing is real. When you stay in the face of God, come on your bed at night and give you visions in the night and songs of deliverance, the compassion up on your bed. He'll raise you up in victory in the middle of the night. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
His favor will be upon you, going out and coming in. The hell hounds will be barking. God will be blessing. I'm not listening to me. Hallelujah. Men will be talking about you, stabbing you. You're in the back, misunderstanding you. If you stay in the secret place, hallelujah. Most High, hallelujah, though the arrows, they fly by day, hallelujah, hallelujah, and demons howl at night. Promise you,
Jesus.
The Lord will be your trust. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Sad.